Hey dads, before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know about a great resource we have for you called the Dad Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. These are fun activities that you and your son can do to help both of you get better at being men that are based around the 5 marks of manhood that we talk about in each episode of Manly Tales. So go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge where you can download your free Dad Son Challenge today. That's manhoodtribes.com/challenge. Welcome to Manly Tales, stories for making men out of boys, a podcast for dads and sons to listen to together. I'm Don Ross, the host of Manly Tales, and each episode you'll hear my sons and me talk about the stories that are inspiring and teaching us about what it means to be a man. We're excited to have you listen in with us. This episode is part of Season 5 of Manly Tales, where we're talking about Greek heroes and legends. This episode is about Icarus. Let's listen together.
In the land of ancient Greece, there lived a young and curious boy named Icarus. He was the son of the brilliant inventor Daedalus, who was renowned for his intricate contraptions and labyrinthian creations. Yet Icarus longed for more than just a life confined within his father's workshop. He yearned for adventure, to explore the world beyond the towering walls of the palace. One day, as Icarus helped his father with an invention, he noticed a pair of magnificent wings fashioned from feathers and wax. These wings were unlike anything he had ever seen, and they ignited a spark within him. He turned to Daedalus and said, "Father, these wings, could they take me beyond the palace walls to explore the vast world outside?" Daedalus, recognizing the yearnings in his son's eyes, nodded slowly. "Yes, Icarus, these wings are the key to a world of wonder, but remember, my son, with great freedom comes immense responsibility. Fly not too close to the sun, for the wax will melt, and disaster will befall you. And do not fly too low, for the sea's moisture will weigh you down and pull you into its icy depths." With these warnings in mind, Icarus donned the wings. He could feel the power and potential they held. As he stood atop a tall cliff overlooking the sea, he saw the sheer drop in the jagged crags below. He trusted his father's ingenuity, but even now he stared down and noticed the battle within him, his body telling him to step away from the cliff's edge, yet his heart longing for adventure, beckoning him to leap out. With a moment of listening to his heart, he took his first tentative step into the sky. His dad's ingenuity and inventiveness once again had kept their promise. The sensation of flight was exhilarating. His heart soared with every beat, and he explored the world beyond the palace walls. Icarus encountered new people and places, each one more captivating than the last. He marveled at the beauty of nature, the azure sea stretching endlessly, and the lush islands dotting the horizon. Along his journey in exploring one of these islands, he met a wise old sailor named Callias, who, like Icarus, also had a heart for adventure. Icarus was drawn to his stories, and Callias was not shy about sharing his stories of adventure and the wisdom he had gained over the years.
"Young Icarus," Callias said, "the world is vast and wondrous place, but it is also full of challenges and dangers. Remember to heed the lessons of your father, for they will guide you on your journey. Balance is the key to success."
Icarus nodded, taking Callias' words to heart. He continued his exploration with a renewed caution and respect for the elements. But as time passed, Icarus began to grow complacent. The thrill of flying higher and closer to the sun lured him like a siren's call. He believed himself invincible and began to ignore his father's warnings and the wisdom of Callias. One fateful day, as Icarus soared high into the heavens and he felt the warmth of the sun on his back, the sensation was intoxicating, and he pushed himself even higher, closer to the radiant orb. But as he ascended, the wax that held his wings together began to soften and melt. Panic coursed through him as he realized his perilous mistake. "Father's warning," he murmured to himself, but it was too late. Within a sharp crack, one of his wings disintegrated, sending him tumbling through the sky. Icarus desperately flapped his remaining wing, but it was futile. The sea, like a hungry beast, rushed up to meet him, splash, and swallowed him up. Icarus found himself immersed in the cold, unforgiving waters. His wings reduced to mere remnants. He struggled to stay afloat, gasping for air and desperately searching for land. Then, with one surge and crest of a wave, Icarus spied a familiar sailing vessel. It was then that Callias appeared, his weathered face etched with concern. With a strong sailor's arm, he pulled Icarus from the sea clutches and onto his vessel.
"Icarus, my boy,"
Callias said, his voice filled with a mixture of relief and reproach.
"You flew too close to the sun, just as your father warned. But you have survived, and it is a testament to your spirit."
Tears welled up in Icarus's eyes as he realized the gravity of his actions. He had ignored the wisdom of his father and the advice of his friend, and he had paid the price for his hubris. With a heavy heart, he made the decision to return to the palace and face his father Daedalus. Upon his return, Icarus confessed his folly and the consequences it had wrought. Daedalus, who had feared the worst, embraced his son with tears of relief.
"Icarus," he said, "I am thankful that you are safe, for in your journey you have learned a lesson that cannot be taught within these walls. The whole of your adventure, both the success and the failure, has made you wiser and stronger."
And so Icarus, having faced the trials and tribulations of the journey, grew into a man of humility and wisdom. He had learned that with great freedom also came great responsibility, and that listening to the wisdom of trusted voices around him was a key to success in life. Though his wings lay broken and shattered, his spirit soared, forever marked by the timeless tale of his flight towards the sun.
Okay, so this story about Icarus is definitely one of the more famous Greek stories of all time. I mean, I think most people have probably heard of Icarus flying too close to the sun, and now we get kind of the full story of that and what he did and why and what happened. And I think this is just a really cool story to be able to listen to. Plus, it's a father and son story, so that works well on the Manly Tales podcast. So what did you guys like about the story of Icarus?
I mean, I just loved how, like, you know, talented and skilled Icarus's father was with being able to make all these cool machines and contraptions, especially like the set of wings that Icarus had. So that was really cool.
I liked that Icarus, like how free Icarus was in the world and how he could just go legitimately anywhere he want, anytime he want, and just that was pretty fun. So yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I like thinking about that, too. I mean, the idea of being able to fly just sounds really cool, period.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, we have these airplanes that, like, yeah, they get us places fast, but, like, man can just, like, go, like, caca and just take off.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. Caca. So, okay, here at the Manly Tales podcast, we love to talk about what it means to be a man. And the way that we do that is by talking about our five marks of manhood, which are what? You guys tell us.
Strength.
Courage.
Skill.
Honor.
And allegiance.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So those things are what we believe are the essential aspects of what it means to be a man, and that every man should be living those things out as a part of his life. So what did you guys, as you listened to this story about Icarus, what were some of the marks of manhood that stood out to you in this story?
I definitely saw skill because, well, Icarus' dad was like one of the best inventors in the world, and he made a pair of wings that can, like, are actually working wings and, like, are like a personal jet, which was pretty fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of skill involved there just to be able to do what he did, you know, an inventor, an engineer, you know, some kind of scientist. So he's got some, you know, dudes working with some pretty amazing set of skills and being able to conjure up some pretty awesome things in doing that. So, yeah, I agree. That's a big part of the story. Eli, what about you? What marks of manhood did you hear in the story?
I mean, for sure, courage, just from Icarus to be able to get those pair of wings that had all these, like, restrictions. Like, if you fly too close to the sun, your wings are going to burn up and just fall apart. And if you get too close to the water, they're just going to freeze and you're just going to fall bleh.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could even hear it when he was kind of first getting ready to take that like first step off the ledge and to figure out if he could fly. Like that, you know, obviously takes a lot of courage, just being able to trust. Hey, is this thing going to work? Are these wings actually going to hold me up? So yeah, it does. It takes a lot of courage. I agree. I would say those marks of manhood are there too, but I think there's a big one that you guys both have missed. And maybe it's just because I'm a dad and it's the one that I'm thinking of the most, but I think that's what really the story is about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Maybe it's honor.
Well, there is some honor, but I think I would have said
allegiance.
Allegiance. That's right. What do we see in this story about allegiance?
He had allegiance to his father. Well, no, because he broke his father's rule, right?
Yeah, so I think that's the point, is that, you know, Icarus really struggled here in this story with allegiance, because we see both his father and his kind of mentor friend, Callias, right, who both were trying to give him really good advice and perspective on what to do in his life. And did Icarus show good allegiance to those authority voices in his life?
Nope.
No, definitely not. He just did what he wanted to do because it seemed adventurous and awesome, and I just got to test the limits and test the boundaries. And I mean, you guys don't ever do that, right? You always pay attention to the authority voices in your life and do what they ask you to do.
For sure.
When you were saying that, I literally thought you were describing me.
For sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a part of, I think, being a son and growing up and respecting the voices in your life that you got to kind of learn to test those boundaries. But yeah, allegiance is definitely a part of the story. And, you know, what was the result of Icarus not paying attention to the allegiance in his life?
Bro almost drowned.
Yep.
Yeah, it didn't go well for him. And so, you know, as much as this is maybe kind of a story about, you know, trying to teach young sons that they need to listen to their dads, which, you know, I'm in favor of, I do think there's also just, you know, some real adventure in this story. And I think the part of it here is helping us to understand that, like, adventure is a good thing. We need to go after it. But it also has its limits, and that on, you know, at the edge of those limits are where things can get really dangerous. And that is where we have to be careful and to learn to listen to the voices around us to help us know, like, how far can we push those limits before we get into real trouble. And this is a great story of kind of, I think, sort of figuring that out. So, okay. So I kind of, you know, I've given you the dad lecture here, but I would love for you guys to just kind of say, like, as you think about this story, then, like, how are some of the ways that you would want to apply it to your own lives and, you know, kind of either be like Icarus or learn from Icarus from the story?
I mean, I feel like I'm like Icarus because I tend to fail pretty big at times, but then I learn from my mistakes. Like, parents or teachers or mentors might tell me, like, you know, this might not be the greatest idea, Eli, but I tend to sometimes just do it anyway, and I will see the consequences of that, and sometimes I kind of have to learn on my own.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a good example of figuring some of that out. Colton, what about you?
I don't know. I'm kind of what Eli said, just learning from our mistakes and just asking for forgiveness and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I think learning from your mistakes is definitely a big part of growing into a young man and just being able to recognize, like, none of us are going to get it right all the time. We're all going to fail at different things. And so the important part is being able to trust the people around you, especially the authority voices around you, and to learn from the ways that you go wrong. So that's great. All right. At the end of each episode of Manly Tales, we love to leave you guys, the dads and sons who are listening, with a question to ask each other and to keep the discussion going after the episode is done. So today we've got a question for the dads and a question for the sons. And the question for the dads is, who is a mentor or trusted voice in your life?
And the question for the son is, what tempts you to ignore the advice of your father?
Okay, good questions for today. All right, that's it on this episode of Manly Tales. We hope you enjoyed the story, and we will look forward to talking to you next time. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
See y'all next time on Manly Tales.
Manly Tales stories are adapted and performed by Josh Burns. For more information about the show, visit manlytales.com. Hey dads, don't forget to download your Dad-Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. Just go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge.